Good morning, my dear ones. The title for the class today is In the Midst of the Storm. Maybe you are accustomed to deer here, but for me, walking around my neighborhood here and see deer in the gardens is a real pleasure. And as you know, we are compared to some animals in the Bible, and I like the comparison in Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. That is Psalms 42, 1 and 2. Just to remember a little information about this psalm, as the title says, it was written by the sons of Korah. This Korah is the same man we find in Numbers 16, a son of Levi, who according to the word became insolent and rose up against Moses. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed him and his group. But Numbers 26:11 says his children did not die out. Those children, those sons of Korah, are the ones that wrote some psalms, including these Psalms 42. How is it that our soul can be so thirsty for God as the deer is for water? There are so many things to say that we could talk for hours. However, we will just mention three aspects of the importance of water for the deer as our thirst for the Lord, our God, the living water. Number one, the first one. Deer are beautiful creatures that are known for being gentle and calm. But they have lots of predators, such as bobcats, leopards, dogs, bears, coyotes, and many others, including human beings. And even when they can run extremely fast when trying to get away from threats, they get tired and extremely thirsty. Their survival depends on water. Every single Christian is conscious the enemy is chasing us. As we said last Sunday, there are powers and spiritual beings or forces trying to hunt us. We cannot flirt with the enemy. We must be as wise as the deer, that, you know, the deer can smell the enemy and walks in the opposite direction. Some Christians believe they can walk along the broad road, but the word says that road leads to destruction. We must go through the narrow gate where we only see Jesus. He is the water that can quench our thirst. He is the only water that can satisfy our soul. We may run a long way under the sun, and when I say sun, I mean the fire, but there will always be water available for us, the same as food, a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. As the deer, we were promised to have green pastures, to be led beside quiet waters to refresh our souls. The Lord promised to guide us along the right path for his name's sake. Isn't that enough to trust our shepherd? Will we be able to say as Paul, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. There's no way to get to the end alive without water. Water, the word. Jesus himself is the water we must pant for. Number two, the second aspect about water as an important means for the deer to survive is the worst enemy a deer has that we didn't mention in the former list. This enemy is its own sweat. The deer can be followed by a predator because of its smell. If a deer is in a wide open field and notices a predator, it will run zigzag to get away. It runs zigzag to confuse the predator. You know, deer are very smart animals. They also have very strong legs and, as you know, special feet to walk and run. As David says in Psalms 18, verse 33, God makes our feet like the feet of a deer. He causes us to stand on the heights. We are able to walk in the middle of any circumstances, no matter if it is an open field, the forest, stony ground, muddy or green grass soil. The deer also has good vision, night vision, as we do to see in the middle of any storm of darkness, but it cannot control its sweat. It needs to wash its sweat. So when he enters into the water, the predator cannot smell that sweat anymore. The same as the deer, we have a smell, the smell of holiness. Satan can identify righteousness in us. And even when he fears that smell, he wants us to be his prey. Where does it say so? Well, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15 says, we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ. Do you know that every single human being has a unique smell? It is as your fingerprints. We are unique for our lovely Father. That's the way he created us, unique. Do you see, my dear ones, why we need to be in the deep water when the enemy shows up? Now, I'm not saying we are not clean. The precious blood of Jesus purified us from all sin. I'm talking about walking in the midst of the storm, living in the world, connected to the vine, to the living water that satisfies our thirst, our needs, and keeps us safe. And even when we are clean, the word says, let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the person, the holy person, continue to be holy. David's prayer should also be our prayer. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Do you know when a baby deer is born, its mother licks it to clean this baby so that its smell is removed completely and no predator can find it? We had a smell of sin, yeah, before. We had this smell of sin that attracted enemies. But it was eliminated through the precious blood of Christ and changed to the aroma of the Holy Spirit anointing. That's marvelous. And number three, the last aspect of the deer's urgent need for water, what that need is, that when a deer is chased, if it reaches the water and the enemy goes into the water after it, it knows what to do. The deer will win this battle for sure. The deer gets into the water and swims to the deepest part. You know that deer are very good swimmers. If the predator thinks it's going to win the battle, it is wrong, completely wrong. The deer will kick and thrash until the predator drowns or walks off wounded. Doesn't the word say that if we resist, the enemy will flee from us? But we must submit ourselves first and be in the water, in Christ. Go to the deepest part. Remember when Jesus told Peter, put out into deep water? Don't you think this is a time to be very deeply submerged in the water? There are enemies everywhere. Their names can be fear, doubt, sickness, or whatever, or whoever. It's very interesting that Paul says in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He doesn't say what, but who, you know, beings. Who shall separate us from his love? Trouble? Or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? And in verse 38, that same chapter, Romans 8, he adds more to the list. He says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, not any powers. So there's no power, spiritual being, or even a human being that can defeat us if we are in the deep water, in the living water, in Christ. 1 John 5, verses 18 and 19 say that anyone born of God is kept by Jesus Christ, and the evil cannot harm them. We know that the whole world is under the control of the evil one, but we are children of God, and the word says our life is hidden with Christ in God. So, as the deer knows if it reaches water, the enemy won't devour it, we can feel totally confident, completely convinced that there is no enemy with the capacity to harm us as long as we remain in him, connected to the vine, the living water. And we know for sure that our Lord will soon crush Satan under our feet. Don't you think we as a deer must go to the water every time we are in trouble and want to get away? As a deer, we can swim, run, hide, and fight to stay out of trouble. And to finish, let me tell you, when the deer, for example, the white-tailed deer, see, smell, or hear something suspicious, they stick their white tails up to signal that danger is near. And the leader, First, the leader will run and the others will follow. So as far as we follow our leader, Jesus, he will guide us to a safe place. May our Lord bless us in the midst of any storms.